This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the mechanics behind gasoline prices at the pump. First, though. The regal strains of Oregon, My Oregon, the official song of the Beaver State. We apologize to our friends in Oregon. This is the only recording of that song that we can find. Anyway, as a runner-up to November's presidential elections, Day to Day and our partners at Slate are running an occasional series on swing states. These are states that either party could win in November and which both are targeting. And today, the series looks at Oregon. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke with Slate writer Chris Sullentrop, who went to Oregon to find out how it might swing.
Chris Sullentrop, let's start with a brief profile of Oregon's recent voting history. Just remind us, in 2000, Oregon went for
Al Gore.
How big a margin?
Tiny. Gore, 47%. George Bush, 46.5%. Ralph Nader, 5%.
And go back over a bit of Oregon's recent voting history.
Well, since 1988, it's voted for Democrats, Dukakis, Clinton twice, and Gore. In the elections before that, from 68 to 84, it voted for Republicans. You can think of it as sort of a Western Vermont. It went used to be Republican, and now it started voting for the Democrats.
And how many electoral votes are on the table here in Oregon?
Seven.
All right. So as you mentioned there, Ralph Nader seemed to be a pretty important factor in 2000. What happens in 2004?
He's having trouble even getting on the ballot. Oregon's a very Nader-friendly state. In 1996, he got 4% of the vote. In a year, he didn't even campaign. And so it was assumed he'd have an easy time getting on the ballot. All you need to do is have an event and a nominating convention, have 1,000 people show up, and you're on. And he's failed twice at it. And even if he's on the ballot, there's some suspicion that liberals in Portland and elsewhere across the state just aren't going to go with him, you know, in the same strength. Maybe 2%, maybe 3%, but 4 or 5 would be pushing it.
And another interesting factor here in Oregon is how the voters actually cast their ballots. Done entirely by mail now, and this is surprising to me. Other states, they call this absentee voting. In Oregon, you write that this means the election in Oregon, in effect, takes place weeks ahead of the rest of the country, and how could that timing affect the race?
Well, it's true. I mean, the ballots go out to voters 2.5 weeks before the election, and then there's sort of a 19-day get-out-the-vote drive done by both campaigns. They have ballot collection teams, minivans going around picking up ballots from voters. So it means that advertising goes up earlier. Usually in a campaign, the campaigns ratchet up their advertising 2 weeks before the election. Well, in Oregon, that happens 5 weeks out because 10% of the voters cast their ballots as soon as they get it.
Now, Oregon is one of those states with a fairly significant liberal-conservative divide. How is that going to play out, do you think, in the election?
Well, Portland's Multnomah County is the real Democratic stronghold in the state. In 2000, it voted for Al Gore overwhelmingly, more than 104,000 vote margin for Al Gore. And that was actually the difference in the race. Bush is popular in the rural areas, but there's a real question of whether there are enough people in those rural areas to offset Kerry's popularity in Multnomah County and also Lane County, where Eugene, Oregon, is.
Put the numbers aside for a moment. Culturally, how can you tell about this liberal-conservative divide there?
Well, one interesting thing that happened to me when I was out there is I was listening to the radio driving south out of Portland to see the rest of the state, and they were talking about the upcoming Life After Capitalism conference, and this was the sort of leftism that you hear in some corners of Portland. And right around Salem, which is about an hour south of Portland, I lost that station and instead picked up a different station saying stories about how children were getting arrested and spending 6 months in jail for saying Jesus in schools. I've seen no evidence of that, but that was what you were hearing on the radio. And I thought, you know, if these are the two extremes sort of middle-of-the-road voters are seeing, well, no wonder they're saying, you know, to heck with both of you and voting 5% for Ralph Nader or 5% for the Libertarian candidate as they did in their most recent gubernatorial elections.
So here's the question you think is coming. Who do you think is going to win this mail-in ballot for president this year in Oregon?
John Kerry. I mean, he's currently up by 8 points, and barring some unexpected event going forward, I think Kerry will win pretty comfortably in Oregon.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop, who writes the On the Trail column for Slate. You'll find the magazine's ongoing series about this year's swing states at slate.com. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Noah Adams.